is love. And so whatever remarks that we make, always keep the love of God and the love of our brothers and sisters and the love of our order in the back of your mind. I think that's the first rule of order, okay? The second rule of order, I would argue, is just common sense, okay? God gave you the wisdom that you have. Access it and, you know, think, okay? As I always tell my students, it's always better to be silent and let people think you're an idiot than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Okay, so that rule of common sense is the second rule. And the third rule of order, of course, are the documents that bind us. You can find them in the national statutes, of course, the Code of Canon Law, since we are an official church organization, our SFO rule, because we are the Secular Franciscans, our general constitutions, and since we are the national fraternity, our national statutes. The fourth rule would be Roberts. Not the first, not the second, not the third. Okay, the first rule of order would be Roberts. And I would argue that Roberts can be a way just to give transparency and a sense of order when we propose motions, okay? So having said that, first stupid thing, let me say the second stupid thing. There's always a balance, I think, for us secular Franciscans between that notion of sine proprio, no attachment, okay? That the money is not ours, none of that money started with us, okay? St. Francis tried as best as he could to give it away. He truly embraced Lady Poverty on the one hand, and then that money is also not ours. That money, that fair share, comes from people who don't have much money in a very hard economy. We all know as regional ministers and local ministers whenever we bring up money and fair share, it's a hardship. And so I would argue that money is a sacred trust, and we are bound to spend it, use it, give it wisely. It's a sacred trust, and so there's that balance. And oftentimes, from my experience, and as you know, I teach English as a second language to adult immigrants and refugees, and a lot of them are having more money than they've ever seen before on the one hand. On the other hand, are having to spend more money than they've ever had to spend before. They don't have a good money sense of what money means and how you use it in the United States. And I often tell them these three things. The first thing is this: the best investment you can make is in yourself. And so for us, the best investment that we can make with our money is to build up the community of love, to build up the fraternity. And keep that in the back of your mind. That best investment is in ourself. The second thing that I always tell my students is, do not sacrifice your future for your present. You want to sacrifice the present for the future. It's that vision thing. Where are we going? For my students, oftentimes they will take two jobs because they've got to live, but then they get caught up in things and they forego their education. They do not spend money in education. They don't invest in education. And so I'll see them maybe 10 years later, they'll have the same job because they sacrifice the present for the future. Keep in the back of your mind, where are we going as an order? Where is our future, and how can we use that money for our future? And the third and final thing is, you know, I've been to a lot of funerals. As you get older, you go to more and more funerals. I've never seen that U-Haul it on the back of the hearse, okay? The only money that you will ever take with you to heaven is the money you have given away in love. That's the only money that you will ever take with you. That money that you've given away in love and in charity. So I do apologize to the observers. This budget discussion is generally open to the members of the national fraternity, but if you'd like to speak, perhaps one of the members, and we will give you permission, as you've seen we've done with Kathleen White and with some other people. So Dennis, would you like to kind of chair the discussion, or would you like to sit back over?